Kia ora, welcome to Emmett's Podcast, episode 261. Today is Monday, August 22nd, 2011. I don't normally record on a Monday, as well you know, but I thought that if I started recording on a Monday, I might actually get an episode finished by the end of the week. Actually, that's not a joke, is it? But it has been difficult to find the time to record, and a while back I said that I thought I should record in the mornings, which is a good idea, except for two problems. First is that I just don't feel like it in the mornings, usually. I have to be kind of warmed up. You know, I'm not always firing on all cylinders first thing in the morning. And the other is that my voice often isn't up to it first thing in the mornings. So that's really not much of a goer at this stage. And I think what I need to do instead is to find some way of, I don't know, scheduling, recording, or whatever, so that I can fit it in with everything else I have to do. But of course, the reason why this is an issue is that I won't record once Nigel gets home. And the main reason is that I don't like the thought, I guess, of somebody being able to hear what I'm doing as I'm doing it. Not eavesdropping, but within earshot. And the reason for that is that and this has been true ever since the very first episode. When I record a podcast, I imagine I'm talking to a friend, telling them about my day, about what's going on around me, the news, you know, that sort of thing. And so I get into this headspace of doing that, and if I feel that somebody is listening in another room, it kind of pulls me back into reality, and that makes it very difficult for me to, I don't know, get in the correct frame of mind. Actually, the same thing is true if I'm writing something sort of creative. I really don't like it if somebody's standing looking over my shoulder for the exact same reason. It pulls me back into the real world where I want to get into this other space so that I can, I don't know, just do it. And maybe it's just me. I don't know if anybody else is the same way, but that's the way it is for me. But the other reason why I don't like to record when Nigel gets home is that's basically our time. Obviously, we don't see each other all day. And so the evening is meant to be free anyway for us to spend time together. We don't always. I mean, sometimes he's on his computer and I'm on my computer, what have you. But a lot of times we'll watch TV or we'll sit around and talk or what have you. And That's what I want. I want it to be free for that. I don't want to count on recording in the evening. So when you combine that sort of reluctance to give up that time together with my reluctance to record when somebody could be within earshot, that's why I won't record past the late afternoon and why it often takes me so long to get a podcast done. But that actually touches on something else. I talked about how I kind of guard that time with Nigel in the evening. Same thing is true in the weekends. About a week ago, I was meant to do the live show with Hatem, the Angry Pantry show on Angry on Pride48.com, and I wasn't able to make it. Nigel and I had gone out for breakfast, and we had some errands to run and things, and we weren't done yet, and it was obvious that I wasn't going to be able to get home in time to do the show, and so I pulled out. And as it happens, they weren't able to do it anyway because another show had taken over the stream and forgotten to release it. And only Daniel Brewer and I could go in and kick them off so that this other show could proceed. And neither of us were available to do it. And so basically nothing happened. Although we're actually fixing this for the future, we couldn't right then. But anyway, it made me, maybe it's all the upheaval made me suddenly see things differently. And I suddenly realized that I was going to give up part of my Sunday to do this when that's supposed to be the time for me and Nigel. And from now on, I'm going to be extremely jealous of that time, extremely, protective of that time. And I'm not going to be available for anybody's shows or to record my own, for that matter, on any weekend our time, which is, of course, what's that, Friday and Saturday in the U.S. Now, that doesn't mean I'll never show up at a live show. I mean, especially if somebody's doing an impromptu one in Pride 48 and I've got some spare time, you never know, I might show up. But chances are good that that won't happen. This obviously has nothing to do with the Third Colony because I do that with Nigel, so that's completely different. But it's just that I want to guard and protect and ring fence or whatever you want to call it, that weekend time. And I did a similar thing back in Chicago when I was an activist, which is going, 20 years ago now, where I wouldn't do activism on Sundays, except in extraordinary circumstances. It was my one day off. I just wouldn't do activism. And the same thing is sort of true here, except that I'm doing it for the entire weekend. And I guess it's just about priorities. And I've always said that family comes first. And I'm sort of putting that, I don't know, into action, I guess. So that's the way that is. Now, today I'm mainly going to be talking about, I'm actually going to be playing some voicemails because it's sort of stacked up, and commenting on the things in those voicemails. But before we get to that, we have had unusually wintry weather here in New Zealand the past couple of weeks. Last week in particular was bitter cold, and it actually snowed in Wellington. I posted a really lovely video on my blog about that. And there was some snow in Auckland for the first time in some 80 years, since the 1930s. And Nigel actually saw it. It didn't snow on this side of the bridge. It only snowed in central Auckland. Well, basically central Auckland and some outlying areas. And so it's sunny, of course. So he saw a few flakes flying. And, of course, it figures that I didn't get to see it. And, that's the way it goes, yeah. But since it was so long ago, it's probable that a lot of the people who work in the city now, well, they certainly weren't born when the last time it snowed. Their parents may not have been born, and it's even possible that many of their grandparents weren't born the last time it snowed. But, so it was a very strange phenomenon, and it got really cold, much colder than our cold snap in July, I guess it was. I don't know, whenever it was. And so I had to do what I also do when it gets really at the hottest point in the summer, which is why this episode is called Curtain Management. And that is that I would get up in the mornings, I would open the curtains when the sun hit the windows, leave them closed on the shady side of the house, and then, you know, reverse that as the sun moved away, close the curtains and open them on the other side. And in the summer, it's reversed. You know, I keep the sun out and then, you know, open them when the sun moves, that sort of thing. But for most of the year, I can open up the curtains all over the place, and it's great, and let the daylight stream in. But when it's bitter cold, I have to manage the curtains, and when it's blistering hot, I have to manage the curtains as well. So it's just sort of it's not like it's a major burden or anything. It's generally only like 1 week a year, 1 week a season, I should say, where I have to do that. So it's not like it's a big drama or anything. But it was an unusual period of weather that we had. But since then, the weather has been absolutely brilliant. Starting, I think it might have been Thursday even of last week, we've had bright, clear, sunny days all day long. I've opened up the windows. We've opened up the deck doors, aired out the house. It's still a bit cool, but, you know, not cold, cold, cold. Warm enough that, you know, we're not frozen out. And so it's been lovely to air out the house. I've been able to hang washing out on the line again for the first time really in months. So it's been really good, and this weather is supposed to continue for a few more days anyway, which means that I can take the cardboard recycling up to the edge of the street tomorrow and have it collected. It's been piling up, because I won't put it out when it's raining, because if it gets wet, then it only becomes compost. They don't actually recycle it. So that's what's been going on here. That's what's going on with me. And now I'm going to switch to talking about what people raise in the voicemails. And the first voicemail is from Roger Green.
Hi, Arthur. This is Roger. I wanted to know if you could speak at some point, maybe not your next podcast, but at some point, about prepositions, specifically how prepositions are different in New Zealand English if they are from, say, American English. Like, for instance, you say, ring my U.S. listener line on 206-666-5172. And you might say in the United States, call me at 206, etc. And there's probably a lot of little prepositional things, not the big words. I mean, we notice the big words a lot. But I wanted to know what your transition to different prepositions in New Zealand has been, what that experience has been. Thank you. Bye.
Well, thanks for that, Roger. That call has been sitting around for a while, so I figured I better address that right away. The short answer to your question is that I really had no idea. I had to stop and try to think of some examples, and I really couldn't. And part of it, I think, is just that I've been here so long now that I just don't notice. The first thing that occurred to me it's kind of related to what you're asking, and that's that people will sometimes say that somebody's sick in hospital instead of in the hospital. but that's like kind of related. And I really couldn't think of anything. So I even asked Nigel to see if he was aware of any. And he actually came up with one that was the most obvious thing in the world. I should have thought of it immediately, and I didn't. And that is that people don't say, I live on the North Island. They say, I live in the North Island or in the South Island. Auckland is a city in the North Island. Christchurch is a city in the South Island. And we think it's funny, actually, when an American will say something about, oh, yeah, I'm going to be spending most of my time on the North Island. It just sounds wrong. And that is the biggest example, obviously, that I could think of. I really can't think of any others off the top of my head. Although I'm going to keep it in the back of my mind to mull over. And the next time I talk about language, which I will again in the future, because I do from time to time, I may come back to that. But off the top of my head, the only real example I can think of like that is the in the North Island instead of on the North Island. But that probably doesn't really satisfactorily answer the question, but that's the best I could come up with so far. And that actually is after some thinking, so I don't know, that might be as good as it gets. And now on to the next phone message from Scotty.
G'day, Arthur. This is Scotty, a little Aussie butler and next-door neighbor. Just ringing to say that,
I am caught up on your podcast because, let's face it, it's quality over quantity. It's not named at any certain big studies. So, caught up on your shows, which is good. Seeing as you are the secret controller of Pride 48, wouldn't it be a good idea if that was held somewhere down under next year? Just a thought. Bye, Arthur.
Thank you, Scotty. And Scotty is, of course, the Little Aussie Battler from the Little Aussie Battler podcast. And he's just back in Australia from, I think it was 10 months in Indonesia. And so he's recording again, thankfully. I'm glad to have that back now that he's got his internet connection back. And Scotty, I think that's a fabulous idea to have Pride 48 in the Southern Hemisphere. Although with our luck, they'd pick Rio. I'd particularly like it if they obviously came to Australia or New Zealand or something. But I don't think we're somehow I don't think we're going to get them to travel that far. Some of them would be more than willing to do so, but I bet that most of them probably wouldn't, because most of the participants in Pride 48 are from the United States of America. And it's far cheaper, obviously, for them to fly across the country than across the world. But I will certainly second that motion. And now on to the next call, which is from Tom the Ramble Redhead.
Hey, Arthur, this is Ramble. Just wanted to give you a quick call to let you know that I've been listening to your latest episodes, and I'm fast behind on a lot of shows. And I was listening to your winter one that you talked about, and you talked about your health issues. And I just wanted to give you a quick call that I hope that you continue to take care of yourself, because you are a wonderful, wonderful, marvelous person. And I want you to be around for a long, 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 long time, because you're a wonderful guy. And I always enjoy listening to your program. So I want to say massive hugs to you and Nigel and your pets that are running around the house and barking during you're doing your show. But anyway, I wish you all the best. And remember, you're the only podcaster. Well, not the only. I'm the only podcaster that you ever met in the whole world. All right. Anyway, I love you, buddy. Take care. Bye.
I don't know if you heard that little bit at the very end, but he gives his URL, RambleRedhead.com, and I just had to leave that in because I thought that was hilarious, just sort of very subtle. And Tom, of course, is the only podcaster I've met in real life so far, and I would have been able to meet a lot more if I'd been able to go to Pride 48 in Las Vegas, but that was not in the cards. However, I did have a thought. He went to the North Halsted Market Days in Chicago recently, and among other people who went there was Timmy Sims, who I have a lot to do with on Nigel's show and the Twitters and so on, audio booze. And that just made me think of something I'll come back to. And it made me realize that anybody who has met Tom the Ramble Redhead now is 1 degree of separation away from me. And, you know, they say that the world is 6 degrees of separation. Then I read, actually, no, it's more like 7 degrees of separation, or even a bit more. And on Twitter, it's something like 4.5 degrees of separation or whatever. The point is still the same, that anybody who's met Tom the Ramble Redhead is now has 1 degree of separation from me, which is kind of a sobering thought. It means I'm not that far removed from all these podcasters now. But about the health issues, I haven't been commenting on it because there's really nothing to update. I plateaued in my weight. I actually went up a little bit, and then I went back down. Oh, I went up a little bit and plateaued, and then went back down and plateaued. And nothing much has changed. I'm not necessarily exercising anymore. I did get a pedometer, and I was watching my steps, but they were pretty consistent, I guess, from day to day. And, I mean, I've got some strategies I'm going to be employing to deal with all that, and I am going to be doing all that. In fact, I'm starting some of it, but I just haven't done much about it yet. And when there's something worth reporting or something to report, then I will do so. But at the moment, there just isn't anything, and no significant progress, really. But as I work on that, I will certainly share that because I said I would, and I will. Now, a minute ago, I mentioned both Timmy Sims and Audioboo, and there's two things I wanted to say. First of all, he sent me a message on Audioboo, which I haven't gotten around to getting back at yet, but he didn't say I could play it on the podcast, so I'm not going to. So I'll just publicly thank him for sending me the message through Audioboo and remind you that you can as well. And the other thing, and this is what distracted me when I was talking about Tom's message, is that it occurs to me that I always refer to Audioboo in the plural, which is Audioboos, but it makes it sound like it's, I don't know, alcohol that makes noise or something. And it's just the plural of Audioboo. And so that's that. And now on to the last message for today.
Hello, Arthur. I haven't listened to your last two podcasts because I've been out of the country. But I suppose I'm just putting this on here so that your phone will still work if somebody else hasn't already done that. Bye.
Well, thanks for that, Roger. And you have kept my phone going for another 30 days, so I'm now well into September before it risks biting the dust again. But thank you for that. And Roger's blogged a bit about his trip, and you can find his blog at rogerogreen.com. I forgot to mention that before. And I highly recommend his blog. It's one of my must-go-to blogs, and I've gotten some good ideas for my own blog from him and his site, or from comments there, what have you. But it occurred to me, you know, there's the old saying that a friend will help you move and a real friend will help you move a body. Well, I think in the podcasting world, a real friend calls your voicemail line and keeps it active for 30 days. So thank you, Roger. I do appreciate it. And now, what is coming up? Nigel and I are going to visit his mother this weekend, and so we will not be here to do the Third Colony show live. Now, at this point, we're planning on recording an episode to play during that time, episode, whatever, recording a show. It's not a podcast. Recording a show to broadcast during that time slot. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. But you're certainly welcome to go to the chat room at farpointradio.com and during that time and talk amongst yourselves if you so desire. And we may have a show for you to listen to, a fresh show, if the fates allow. But speaking of recording, Monday in the Americas, I will be doing the next State of the Station show for Pride48.com. It is an update show where I talk about what's going on with Pride 48 and the upcoming event, which is in September. And I will be doing that every week live on Pride48.com at 9 p.m. Eastern time up until, well, sometime in early September. And I was meant to do it last week and completely forgot, Ravages of Age and all that, completely forgot to go do the show. And so it didn't happen. Now, those shows are available, and there is a link on my podcast site, amarinspodcast.com, to go there if you want to subscribe or just listen online. And each show is, and actually last year's shows are still available too, I believe. And so, yeah, we'll be doing that. I was originally going to post them to this podcast feed, and then I decided not to because it's really not all that relevant. Plus, which I didn't warn anybody that that was going to happen. And since they're about an hour long, it's kind of a big deal, really. So, or at least the first one was an hour long. So I'm not doing that. But they are available to listen to online or to download or to subscribe to if you so desire. And you can follow all of that information on my by going to my podcast site. Also this week, on Wednesday, my time, Tuesday in America, I will be recording another Two Political episode with Jason, so that's coming up. And who knows, I might even squeeze in another Amrin's podcast in all this recording mayhem. We'll see, I've got a lot to get done this week. But I got through this episode, and I suspect it's going to end up being posted. Woohoo! But that's it for today. And if I don't talk to you before the week is out, have a good week, and I will talk to you sooner than last time. Bye.
You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Amrin's Podcast at amrinspodcast.com. You can send an email to me at Arthur, that's A-R-T-H-U-R, at amrinspodcast.com, or you can ring my U.S. comment line on 206-666-5172. This podcast is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.